With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump secures the release of a Pennsylvania teacher imprisoned in Russia. President Trump's special envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, negotiated the deal with the Kremlin to release Mark Fogel. Fogel was arrested on charges of bringing medical marijuana into Russia in 2021. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu threatens to withdraw from the ceasefire in the Gaza Strip and resume its war against Hamas if that terrorist group does not go ahead with the next scheduled release of hostages on Saturday.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is threatening to call off the ceasefire with Hamas. Netanyahu says he will resume the war in the Gaza Strip if Hamas does not follow through on a promised release of hostages this Saturday. His tough words come after Hamas announced it will not free the hostages. It accuses Israel of violating the ceasefire. It says Israel is obligated to allow more badly needed aid into the territory. Netanyahu's tough position comes after President Donald Trump called on Hamas to release all remaining hostages by Saturday. That's over 70 people.
John Fetterman reporting from Jerusalem. Also at SRNNews.com, there's a huge shortfall for a California insurance fund.
California's plan that provides insurance to homeowners who cannot get private insurance needs $1 billion more to pay out claims related to the Los Angeles wildfires. The FAIR plan is an insurance pool that all major private insurers pay into. The plan then issues policies to people who cannot get private insurance because their properties are deemed to be too risky to insure. California State Insurance Department says it's the first time that the FAIR plan has sought approval for additional money in more than 30 years. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. Bud Light still hasn't recovered from a big blunder.
The popular brand of beer outraged the American public in 2023 when it partnered with a transgender influencer to push the product. The backlash cost Bud Light nearly 30% of its sales and prompted the firing of three top executives. Now a former Anheuser-Busch manager tells Fox News that the brand still hasn't recovered entirely. Anson Frerich says the problem is a lot of customers have quit the beer forever and new customers are slow to adopt it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Male college students in Utah will be prohibited from living in female dorms under a bill that's cleared a final legislative hurdle. It's passed with veto-proof margins in both chambers and now heads to the desk of Republican Governor Spencer Cox, who has expressed support for the measure. Under the legislation, students at the state's public colleges and universities can only enter or live in a gendered space like a dorm building, locker room, or bathroom that corresponds with the biological sex. This is SRN News. A $4 billion settlement resulting from a catastrophic Maui wildfire remains on track after a Hawaii Supreme Court ruling.
The court says insurance companies cannot bring their own legal actions against those blamed for the deadliest wildfire in the U.S. in more than 100 years. Other steps still remain to finalize the deal between thousands of people who filed lawsuits and various defendants, including Hawaiian Electric Company. The massive inferno decimated the historic town of Lahaina, killing more than 100 people, destroying thousands of properties, and causing an estimated $5.5 billion in damage. Rich Thomason reporting.
Google Maps now displays the Gulf of Mexico as the Gulf of America. The switch comes after President Trump signed an executive order on his first day in office. Google Maps users in Mexico will continue to see Gulf of Mexico displayed. More details at srnnews.com.